Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
For students who take a bus to school, it can be challenging to try to make good use of hours spent on the road. But Google is trying to help, as we hear from David Poole with the Virginia Public Access Project.
This story is by Allison Graham, a reporter for the Roanoke Times. And it's a program in Bath County where a remote mountainous county, not many people, and one elementary school, I guess the elementary school in Hot Springs, which is the county seat. Some students are on the bus 90 minutes a day. The county school superintendent pointed out that that adds up over a week to more than a day of school in the bus.
To be clear, that's 90 minutes each way on the bus. Now, David, Google, which is, of course, full of ideas, has one for this situation also. What is it?
The Google program equipped the bus with a Wi-Fi system that connects to cell towers in the county and provides better, more robust, high-speed internet than you would get on a phone. And to make sure they're actually studying and not playing Fortnite, Google has provided an instructor to be on the bus to help answer questions and serve as a study hall. Many of these children, when they get home, they're in homes with no high-speed internet. This may be the best high-speed internet they have all day, and they can take advantage of the time on the bus to work on their studies.
School bus Wi-Fi, which Google calls rolling study halls, is being tried out by districts in three other states in addition to Virginia. Google will pay the costs for a year, then it's up to the localities. It's usually easy to figure out what county you live in, but in some cases it might take a while, perhaps a century or two. And David, that's our next story.
Yeah, this is an interesting story. It was jointly written by the editor of the Greene County newspaper and the editor of the Orange County newspaper. And it's about a subdivision called Pretty Creek, not Pretty with a D, not Pretty with a T, built near the Orange-Greene County line about 20 years ago. Because of the roads and so forth, it was just agreed that this subdivision was in Greene County. Well, if you remember the controversy in 2017, where some voters were not living in the right precinct or locality, the State Board of Elections did a statewide review and they found Pretty Creek actually is not in Greene County, but in Orange County. So to correct that, the two counties came together, they had a survey done, and now they've moved the line to make Pretty Creek subdivision, in fact, remaining in Greene County.
The subdivision then will stay where it never was rather than move to where it's always been. And people might wonder, David, how it is that no one knew where the county line was.
The last survey here was done prior to the Civil War. The folks there were told and consider themselves residents of Greene County, and now, in fact, they do reside in Greene County and can vote there.
The new survey also found people along the line who thought they were in Orange County but have really been in Greene County all this time. Greene, though, agreed to cede that land to Orange to avoid further complications. David Poole is with the Virginia Public Access Project. I'm Fred Eccles.